Hey guys, Brian here. Hope you're doing well. I'm at a really cool part of the museum. We got this animatronic raptor over here moving around. Always scares my three-year-old son half to death. But good part of the museum, fun to look at, but really it conveys a very important message. You see, at this part of the museum, we're talking about how sin and death and the curse entered this world. You see, this raptor is eating another animal because death came into this world. We see that happening. Death is a consequence of man's sin. And we're displaying that here. We're talking about how the world changed when Adam and Eve sinned, bringing death and suffering into the world. It also reminds me of the first death of an animal. You see there back in the book of Genesis, after Adam and Eve sinned, God came and he killed an animal. He shed its blood to make clothing for Adam and Eve to cover their sin and their shame. And in a real sense, that's a picture of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who has shed his blood to cover our sin and our shame. There's a foreshadow of the gospel right there with the first death of the animal to make clothing for Adam and Eve. But also, we see a more specific prophecy of the Messiah, if you will, in the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, we see there's a whole list of curses given out. God tells Eve there'll be pain in childbearing. God tells Adam that it'll be hard to do work. The ground will be tough for you to actually work and to get fruit from and to get crops from. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard labor. And that, of course, you will die as a result. And he also tells the serpent that I'm going to put enmity, I'll put strife between your seed and the woman's seed. And of course, the serpent's a reference to the devil. And it says the seed of the woman. There'll be strife between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. So what does that tend to be saying? Well, it seems to be a prophecy of the Messiah, a shadowy prophecy, but a prophecy nonetheless. You see, the seed of the woman. Typically, the Bible talks about the seed of someone, the descendant of someone. It's the seed of a man. It does not typically say the seed of a woman. The fact that it says seed of the woman seems to apply the virgin birth of the Messiah to come later on. So this would be a prophecy of the Messiah. And it says that the Messiah is going to crush the head of the serpent. Now, the serpent will strike his heel, injure but not kill, but the Messiah will conquer, destroy, crush the head of the serpent, a prophecy of the Messiah who redeemed man from his sin by paying the price that we could not pay on our behalf. He would pay that price for us, defeating sin, death, and the curse. So we see right there in Genesis chapter 3 a foreshadow of the Messiah. And of course, we recognize that all of the Bible is about Jesus Christ, that all of history is indeed his story. So it makes good sense that from the very beginning, the Bible is pointing to the coming Messiah to redeem us from our sins. I hope that's helpful to you. You guys have a wonderful day.